The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 805 on Salem Media's flagship station. We're streaming on AM970TheAnswer.com all around the country, all around the world. We love you for listening to AM970 The Answer. Jen Kern's kind enough to join us and always a host, always stepping up to host this program, and knows so much about politics. We are grateful for the time she spends with us. Jen, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us this morning.
Hey, happy Monday.
How are you, kid? Everything okay?
Everything's good.
Good. And what's going on with, before we get into the politics of it all, I'm trying to see, Congress probing if FBI used Russian disinformation claim to shut down Biden inquiries. That's happening today with James Comer and the Oversight Committee, right, Jen?
It is. And look, you know, this Russian disinformation story continues, right? You know, it wasn't just used against Donald Trump in the 2016 election. It was used against him in the 2020 election, and it was still used, you know, in the Biden administration to silence critics. I mean, nothing is more communist than that, and it tells you a lot about how the Democrat Party operates and how they shut down critics, and it's a lot like Russia. So, once again, it's that deflection. When Democrats point their finger at you, there's four fingers pointing back at them.
That's so true. And from John Solomon from Just the News, our mutual friend, the FBI travels to Capitol Hill on Monday to show House Oversight and Accountability Committee Chairman James Comer a confidential informant memo from summer of 2022, Jen, alleging that Joe Biden was involved in a foreign bribery scheme. But the contents won't be a surprise to Republicans. Both Comer and Senator Grassley have already read the memo. This is a memo that I think they were supposed to go to the FBI office, and then Christopher Wray, head of the FBI, sent it over. I wonder if it was redacted or not. John Solomon goes on to say the larger question for teams Comer and Grassley is whether the FBI sidelined the allegation of a $5 million bribery involving U.S. policy, which came from a confidential human source with a trusted track record during the height of the 2020 election. Man, oh, man. See, the problem is there anything illegal, Jen Kearns? Is there anything illegal? Because influence peddling in the United States of America, we learned from Professor Jonathan Turley, is not illegal. So if this was influence peddling, can Joe Biden get away with this? That's what I'm afraid of, Jen, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think the short answer to this is yes. I think, you know, this is, at the end of the day, if Joe Biden gets held responsible for any of this, it's going to be a slap on the wrist for an ethics violation, right, of something, you know, he did wrong. It was telling to me when the House Oversight Committee was looking into this, they said, oh, and we have to come up with legislation so this doesn't happen again. Well, that is Capitol Hill speak. Let me be your translator here for everybody. That is Capitol Hill speak for, no, it was not actually illegal. That's why we have to pass a law so that no future president does it. But at the end of the day, Joe, hopefully the American people see, hey, you shouldn't have to pass a law for the president of the United States, or even a guy who was serving as vice president doesn't take, you know, $5 million in bribes, and his son gets to take $10 million from China and Ukraine and all sorts of other places, Russia and beyond. There shouldn't have to be a law to you know, govern ethics and morality in politics.
Yeah, amen to that. And then, you know, let's go who's running. We got Mike Pence jumping in, Chris Christie, our former Jersey governor, going in. I mean, and now, and then we're watching Joe Biden, and I can't even make fun of him falling at the Air Force Academy. It's not even funny anymore. It's not even, it's beyond Gerald Ford and Chevy Chase. You know, you're too young to remember that, but on Saturday Night Live, how Chevy, we ran that into the ground because Gerald Ford, like, bumped his head once or something. Now, this is regular. Biden falls, then he's on national television. That night, explaining that, we've signed an agreement on the debt ceiling. I mean, this is scary. So let's go to Mike Pence first. I mean, who's backing the guy? And he's got really no shot, but I feel he feels he has to run. We can't figure out why. What's the impetus of these people feeling that they could be president of the United States?
Well, again, let me be your Washington, D.C. translator. A lot of these people run for office because they can raise money. They can spend a whole lot of money. They get to travel the country. They get to talk to people. Their name ID goes up. They get to have lots and lots of lavish dinners, big fundraisers in very pretty backyards in Newport Beach and Westchester County and the Hamptons. It is lucrative. Not suggesting Mike Pence is doing that. I think he's a man of faith, and I think he's, in public service for a reason. But a lot of these people, that's exactly what they're doing this for. They're doing it for the big campaign account, the big, national news profiles and sit down interviews that they get to do. I'm not sure who Mike Pence's base really is. It maybe is the core of faith and freedoms voters. That's really the core. But you have a lot of other people in the race, too, who that is the core for. I would argue that Donald Trump's base is the same, core faith and family and freedom voters. So I'm not sure that Mike Pence really has a constituency in the 2024 race, but he and a lot of other people are going to get in for all of those goodies I just mentioned.
You think Chris Christie's going in for attention? Now, come on. My man, Chris. I know him. I know we go back and forth. He busts my chop. I bust it back. It's a Jersey thing. But, yeah, it's good. I know. And he's got really, really powerful, by the way, people in New Jersey backing Christie, and he's incredibly smart. But all it's going to be is a bloodbath. How much will this hurt the Republican Party, do you think, Christie and Trump going after each other?
Oh, I don't think it'll hurt the party at all because one reason, we are the party of dissension and debate and discussion, the three D's that the Democrats don't have on their side. Look at how they treat their own people in their primaries. They made sure that Hillary Clinton was rigged to become the winner of their primaries, not Bernie Sanders, who actually had the votes and the caucuses and the support of the base. So we are the strong party. We're okay having debate and discussion. I can't wait to see Chris Christie and Donald Trump go at it. I think that's going to be Chris Christie's number one role in the debate is really to take Donald Trump on and to provide humor and really, just put these guys through the paces.
All right. Jen Kurds with Joe Piscopo, 8:13 on a Monday, June 5th. Jen, what do we do with Ron DeSantis coming in? And correct me if I'm wrong, you're so good at this, Jen Kearns. So help me out here, because I watched DeSantis at the podium, and it's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump has the star power and the swagger and the understanding of an audience and how to play a crowd, and that's Donald Trump. And then DeSantis he doesn't really have that oomph. But put DeSantis in front of the press, and he's brilliant. He's back and forth. He's quick. He's funny, and he's vulnerable. So I don't know. And again, I can't be objective here because I know Donald Trump for all those years. I always consider him one of our best presidents, clearly, and has the best initiatives. And sometimes you need somebody like a Donald Trump, Jen Kearns, because this shadow government is getting out of control. We're at one war. We're going into another war, it seems, with China. The Middle East is a mess. So Trump, I'm feeling, is the only one to fix this. But what's going to happen? Jen, I want to talk to you about this. You have all the Jeb Bush kind of Republicans backing DeSantis. Let me ask the question. Will that hurt DeSantis rather than hurt him with Bill Kristol and all those guys, those Republicans that are just kind of make us kind of go, please, we've had enough of those Republicans. Will that hurt DeSantis or help him, do you think?
Well, here's where I don't need to translate things for you. That is very astute and very accurate. I just got back from California, where there were many, many fundraisers for Ron DeSantis held in some very wealthy Orange County, California backyards, Newport Beach and so forth.
Wow.
Look, I think that is going to hurt DeSantis, right? Because when you look at who you're going to support, you look at who is already supporting, and you're right, it's the establishment Republicans, some would say rhino Republicans, backing Ron DeSantis. You can tell by the people who are lining up behind him. So I think that hurts him more than anything. And I'll tell you what, another thing that's hurt Ron DeSantis is Trump and his team. And this surprised me. It showed me they are ready for prime time again. They came out early with two big attack ads against Ron DeSantis. One saying, showing his record that he raised taxes when he was a Congress member, and two, that he voted to raise the retirement age when he was a member of Congress. And those two campaigns, those ads came out early. And I think that got Ron DeSantis kind of back on his heels and kind of got under his skin. And that tells me that the Trump team is more ready than any of us think they are. They sort of chipped away at him before he even was able to get out of the gates and announce. So I think Ron DeSantis kind of a non-starter. And boy, I think if he doesn't make it in 2024, he's done, because he's really ticked the Trump base off, which is 80% of the party.
Yeah, what a great point. You're absolutely right. And we were talking about timing. Like when Chris Christie could have gone up against Obama, he probably would have won back then. That was Chris's time, I think. That was the governor's time. And DeSantis maybe should have waited. But I hate that they fight. And I don't want Donald Trump calling names. He's calling names. He's attacking. They got to stop. I'm telling you, I'm so afraid, Jen, that he's going to stumble and fall right back into the Oval Office, this guy. That's the problem. Are we covered as far as election transparency goes? The one thing DeSantis does talk about, Jen, if I may, is saying we got to do what they do how the Democrats won, however they won. We moved on from it. Whatever happened in 2020 happened, but we've got to learn from them, because you can't just pick a candidate anymore. You got to know how to win. And do the Republicans have that, in their back pocket?
I don't know the answer to that yet, but I do talk with RNC committee members very frequently to find out what exactly the party's doing, what the voter integrity committee's doing. And they say they're on top of it. They say they're aware of what's going on. They say they're solving the drop box problem in many states. But you and I have talked about this a lot. What is the Democrat Party working on now? What's the next thing going to be in 2024, like the drop boxes were for 2020? That is the big concern. Obviously, the millions of migrants who've come across the border, are they going to be utilized in some way? They're all looking for jobs. Well, great. Be an election worker. Be a mule for a ballot box drop.
It
could be any number of things the Democrats have up their sleeves. But look, I'll tell you, someone who's doing it right without name calling, and Donald Trump could take a little tip from her. That was Nikki Haley at last night's CNN town hall. She was able to, put these digs against DeSantis without really calling him names. She said, he's wasted a lot of taxpayer funds going after Disney and hasn't even won yet against Disney. And that was a good way of jabbing at him without calling him, de sanctimonious or some name. Haley does it right. I encourage people to go watch some clips of that town hall last night. She will be very interesting to watch on the debate stage. And by the way, the debate is less than 3 months away, the first debate. It's going to happen the third week of August in Milwaukee. It's going to be really interesting, and that's why you're going to see, I think, Joe, even a few more people throw their hat into the ring, because everybody wants to be in that first debate coming up.
Yeah, so do you think that, I don't know, do they have to, I guess Trump's got to go in, right? Because I heard he may skip the debate, but he won't. He'll probably go head on into something like that, don't you think?
He has said he's not going to do it, but Ronna McDaniel, one of her claims to fame and how she got reelected in January, remember she just earned that second term, she said, I'm going to get him there to the stage. I have a personal relationship with him, and I think it's going to be one of those 11th hour thing. Maybe they announce it the night before that Trump's going to join or something. I think he's going to be there, but we'll see.
But it is great because I'm going to hear what Vivek has to say. Vivek Ramaswamy, what a smart young man he is. And it's such a joy to have on this program, as you are, Jen, because you got to really have an open debate out there. And I hope that the infighting stops and we could just have an all, just a fair debate in that as the Republicans go in. Because with this Biden situation, it's just, I mean, here we look where we are when we, and we'll let you go, Jen, but we handed everything over to my old party, the Democrats. Here, take the House, take the Senate, take the White House. Look what we're at war. We're at the precipice of a nuclear war. We're going to be at war with China? What's happening with Russia? What's happening in South America? I mean, I've never seen the world implode like this. Everything we warned everybody about, Jen, is happening. And yet they still complain about Donald Trump. So the fight is on, yep. And the mission is just, Jen Kearns, right?
Well, all you need to know about the Biden administration is everything you just mentioned. Plus, last night, the North Korean leader became the VP of the World Health Organization. I mean, this is, we're just living in Biden's world. I mean, Nikki Haley mentioned it. She goes, I can't believe Donald Trump congratulated him. And I'm like, lady, it was a joke. Donald Trump, but congratulations. So that's man. A 30-second campaign ad. Yeah, everything you just mentioned there, plus the World Health Organization.
Put your seatbelt on. Jen, thank you. Thanks for the expertise. Always appreciate it. And thanks always for sitting in for us, Jen. All the very best. Thank you. Jen Kearns right there. So this is our hour on the show where we talk to bright young gals who really have a good vision for this country, like Jen Kearns. Ricky Schlott is going to join us, New York Post columnist and author of The Canceling of the American Mind. Cancel culture undermines trust, destroys institutions, and threatens us all, but there is a solution. And Ricky's like 22 years old, so there is a future there. Talking about bright young ladies, Debbie Duhaime is on the roads checking out traffic for us at 8:21. Deb, how are we doing this morning? It's a Monday. Look out,
Monday.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch out. Here comes the traffic. We're going to see what's happening, Joe. Inbound George Washington Bridge, still over an hour to that upper level. So definitely avoid that lower level 45. Lincoln Tunnel, that's an hour now. And Holland, about 40 from both approaches. Expect delays on the Garden State Parkway south at 138 in Kenilworth, but an accident there was finally cleared away. 80 East exit 34 in Wharton. It's a collision. 15 southbound through Jefferson, a crash just cleared. Watch for delays on the LIE westbound over by Motor Parkway. It's a stalled car to watch out for there. Whitestone Expressway south at Linden Place, a crash over in South Ozone Park. Accident investigation continuing. 117th Street at 111th Avenue. And the Cross County eastbound at Broad Street in Mount Vernon, a disabled vehicle. Sunny today, high of 77. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
Well, thanks, Deb. Let me tell you about Marcia. Marcia in Maryland. Marcia. Well, she's been dealing with leg pain for years, you know, and summer starting, and she didn't want to be in pain while spending time with her kids. So she heard about 100% drug-free relief factor. Hello, on the radio, she heard about it. That's us right here. And she decided to try it, even though she had her doubts about it working. If that's not me, I don't know what is. Great news, it did work. And Marcia says she feels like a new person, has no problem being outside all day walking around with her kids. I hear this all the time. Same thing with me. I'm going, nah, this isn't going to work. I'll talk with the folks. I'll try it, because if we're going to carry this great product, this legendary product, Relief Factor, as a sponsor, I'm going to try it. Lo and behold, for me, 5 days, boom, out of pain. I got to tell you why I suggest you try the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. You can call 800-4-RELIEF. Once the pain is gone and you all of a sudden are walking without pain, best feeling in the world. I got to tell you, you got to try it. I want you to feel that. I want you to just kind of go like, wait a minute, I'm getting around. Wait a minute, I don't feel the pain. 800-4-RELIEF. 3-week quick start is still only $19.95. ReliefFactor.com. Tell you everything you need to know about Relief Factor. ReliefFactor.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees through the lies.
After the search of Mar-a-Lago, there were days of lies about the FBI acting as some sort of thug army. And that hurts, because the FBI needs to knock on doors and get people's help.
Because that's what they did at Mar-a-Lago. They knocked on the door and said, hey, can we get some help, right?
That guy should be in prison. He should be in prison, along with the rest
who corrupted the FBI.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Are you a writer who's devoted your time to writing a book with Christian morals behind it but need help to get it published? Maybe you wrote a children's book, your memoirs, a devotional, or a mystery with strong moral values at its core. Covenant Books has helped faith-based authors publish, edit, and sell their books through Christian bookstores and major online book retailers. Plus, if you call now at 800-255-9500, we're offering a free writer's guide to help you through the publishing process. Our experienced and dedicated staff will review and notate your manuscript with an editor's eye. Then our page designers will format your book to create the appropriate experience for your readers. And if needed, Covenant's talented illustrators will bring your book to life. Most importantly, Covenant Books will help tell your story by printing, marketing, and distributing your book through specialty Christian bookstores and major online book retailers like Amazon, Apple, and many others. Covenant Books, let us help tell your story. For your free writer's guide, call 800-255-9500. That's 800-255-9500. 800-255-9500.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Well, what does the perfect wedding entail? Just you, the love of your life, your guests, and the iconic New York City skyline? Well, you could do that. You could do I do. You could say I do with all the gorgeous views of the New York City skyline. In the distance, on board the Atlantis yacht of New York Cruises. Yeah, New York Cruises is the premier unique wedding venue. They have a dedicated staff of experienced hospitality professionals, and they'll provide you with a wedding cruise event planning service like you can't believe. Your guests will be wined and dined on the main deck, the sky deck, the lounge deck with 360-degree views of Manhattan skyline. Just gorgeous. The wedding coordinator and special events planner are there for you at New York Cruises. And by the way, this is where we go and we do the schmooze cruise. I always tell you that, right? Oh, we have the best time. The New York Cruises staff are just spectacular. Captain Fred is great. You will love them. And to get married out there with the beautiful view with the Lady Liberty out there, you can see the Statue of Liberty. You can see Ellis Island. May I give you the number? Okay. 212-633-1231. You book your unforgettable event today. 212-633-1231 or visit, please, NewYorkCruises.com.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 827. Ricky Schlott is a New York Post columnist, author of The Canceling of the American Mind, a very, very bright young lady. And very fortunate to have her with us on the radio. Ricky, welcome back to the show. Always great to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me. Great to be here.
Well, so tell us now, the article you have in the Post that we will retweet says, raising the voting age to 25 is a terrible idea that will hurt Gen Z. And you are a young lady, and you like the voting age right where it is. Give us your breakdown of what this article is about, if I may.
Yes. So this was a response to presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy's proposal to raise the minimum voting age to 25 and make it contingent on either passing a citizenship test or the equivalent of one or doing national service of some sort. Mm-hmm. And while I completely understand his concern about declining patriotism and civics education, I think it's pointing the finger in the wrong direction. It's pointing at young people and saying that it's their fault that an education system failed to fortify them with just basic fundamental understandings of their country and democracy. And, you know, already by the time kids are in eighth grade, just 22% are proficient in civics education. So I think it's a little more punitive than restorative, and I'd rather target the education system that fails young Americans.
Yeah, you're right. And Vivek is a friend of the show. Great guy. He's a bright young man. I mean, he really is. And it's interesting that he has these bold new ideas. I love that he could at least start the conversation in this regard. Hey, Ricky, tell us about the Gen Zers. You're too young to be a Gen Zer. Are you technically a Gen Zer?
I am Gen Z. Gen Z is born between 1997 and 2012, so the oldest among us are in our mid-20s right now. But I am a member of Gen Z. We have woeful levels of patriotism, woeful levels of civic knowledge. I admit that it's true, but, you know, I'd rather promote those values with reforms rather than taking away a right. I think that's an important thing to keep in mind is, you know, we want adults to reach maturity by 18 and just saying 25 and giving up and saying, okay, fine, like, let's just have this prolonged adolescence. I don't think that's any sort of solution.
So what is the answer? I cannot tell you how pleased we are, how proud we are of you, Ricky Schlott, to have the sense at your young age to understand and have a really honest, objective overview of what's going on in the country. What is the rest of Gen Z missing? Because we feel they put Biden back into office, and they just blindly, a lot of them are living at home, and a lot of them just vote blindly Democratic. Listen, I did the same exact thing at their age, so a guilty as charged, but how do you get your message across to them, Ricky?
Well, I think, you know, one thing that is actually heartening is even though they did vote for Biden in droves, they had the most precipitous drops in approval ratings among any generation. They are very unhappy with the president right now. They're very unhappy with the system. And I think, you know, that's one thing that I do believe that Gen Z has an open mind to options beyond just the Democratic Party. We're much more likely than general electorate to be registered independents. And I think that's because for my entire political awareness as a young adult, it's been the kind of lesser of two evils sense of American politics and people feeling like they don't love the ballot options that they're given. And so I think that there's room to open up young people's minds to a greater diversity of options. And the fact that they're not satisfied with the current administration goes to show that they're not just blindly following blue no matter who.
Yeah, I hope so. And you write in the article here that you have long admired Vivek Ramaswamy, and I vigorously agree that the problems he cites, military enrollment shortages, that we must grapple with them. Should there be a mandatory military enlistment to younger folks? I mean, it was not there when I was there. I just skirted that that draft. But I wonder if a military service should be mandatory, Ricky.
I don't feel it should be mandatory, but I'd love to see some incentives tied to it. But I also think, you know, this is in his proposal, it would be a way to get a voting rate between 18 and 25. I find it hard to believe that people are going to enlist in the military if they're already so unpatriotic in my generation and be tripping over each other to enlist just to vote. I don't think that's a strategy that's going to pan out in the long term. I would love to see more young people participate in civil service, but I think mandating it is a tough route to go, especially with an already unpatriotic generation. I think that might breed quite a bit of resentment.
Yeah, and help me out here. Vivek invited you to speak at one of his campaign events in response
and I shadowed him. Actually, just got back from New Hampshire. I spent a day with him on his campaign. He was very generous with his time. We talked through his proposal for about an hour. I am not convinced on the 25 voter age thing still, especially considering you need a constitutional amendment to do that, and that would require 2/3 of Congress agreeing on that, which I think at this point Democrats would be happy with, like, toddlers being able to vote. So I think that's an uphill battle for sure. But I did have a great long conversation with him, and it's an awesome model of engaging with critics, reaching out, having an actual dialogue, which is very rare. So I give him tons of credit and tons of respect for inviting me up there.
Great team, Ricky Schlott and Vivek Ramaswamy. That's a great team. Ricky, walk us through this, if you would, respectfully and very delicately, the abortion situation, because I just know that once they throw that out, and once the Sam Alito opinion leaked out, we still don't know who the leaker is. They won't, and they're just letting that go out of the Supreme Court. It seemed to change the midterms. How do we address that? How we, the people who just want a change in America, because I understand, you know, how do you address that with your younger generation, the issue of abortion?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is definitely a hot button issue. I'm often very disturbed by some of the kind of more callous rhetoric around it, of like, it's just a clump of cells and that sort of attitude that some members of my generation have. Yeah. But I would say, you know, just common sense provisions. Like, for example, I just spoke to Nancy Mace recently in the Post, and she was responsible for making sure that there was a rape and incest carve out in a pretty strict South Carolina bill. And I think just keeping an open mind that it's not a pure black and white situation. I think my generation is okay with some gray area, is probably amenable to reasonable time limits and cutoffs. But it definitely is not a winning issue, any sort of really stringent ban with my generation. I think that's something that, you know, we grew up in the context of the post-Roe world, and reversing that is hard for a lot of people to swallow. But I think, like, common sense moderation and actually having a conversation about what provisions might be healthy is probably the best way forward.
Yeah, maybe that is going to be a tricky situation indeed. I love this, Ricky. We'll let you go, but this is great. Watching my father read the book that I wrote is among the most satisfying moments of my career so far. That was a beautiful tweet. I just love that. And he's reading the book. And you snapped a picture of him like that. You know, as a dad with a 20-something daughter, I appreciate that more than I could tell you. Ricky, stay close, and please keep us posted and keep the fight. You're a very, very bright young lady, and we're just so proud to have you on the show always.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Ricky Schlott right there. Now, New York Post columnist, we've retweeted the article she wrote. She went out with Vivek Ramaswamy, disagreed with him, but went out with him on the road. And the book is The Canceling of the American Mind. Cancel culture undermines trust, destroys institutions, and threatens us all. But there is a solution. She's 22 years old, this kid. So there is hope. There is hope. 8:35, Joe on the radio, and Al is in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
60 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. There is growing concern that COVID could be making a comeback in New York. Wastewater surveillance shows signs of a coronavirus rebound in New York City and several suburbs, including Yonkers, New Rochelle, and parts of Rockland County. All 14 water treatment plants in the city are reporting high concentrations of the COVID virus, meaning 50 or more cases per 100,000 people. The data shows that trend began before Memorial Day weekend, but City Health Commissioner Dr. Eshwan Vasan is telling the Gothamist it's too early to determine whether the increase is the start of a dramatic surge. New York State Police have released the results of their latest Memorial Day weekend enforcement campaign. From Friday, May 26th through Tuesday, May 30th, there were over 13,400 tickets handed out for offenses like speeding, DWI, and distracted driving. Troopers also responded to more than 830 crashes, but no deaths were reported. Last year, just under 14,000 tickets were issued during the Memorial Day weekend enforcement campaign. In sports, Blue Jays, they swept the Mets, winning by the final of 6-4. The Amazons now sit in third place in the National League East at 30-30. They'll visit the Braves for a three-game series that begins tomorrow night in Atlanta. The Yankees took the rubber match against the Dodgers by the final of 4-1. The Bombers are also off today. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's see what's happening as we head to Route 9 southbound. It's Spackenkill Road in Poughkeepsie. It's an accident over there. Traffic slowing down on Route 100 southbound in Somers, getting down toward Golden's Bridge Road. It looks like injuries involved in that one. Watch for slowdowns on the Garden State Parkway north of 135 in Clark with an accident. And we're still seeing delays this morning as you head over to the northbound side of 18, getting up through Old Bridge Turnpike in East Brunswick. That's all due to some ongoing construction. Inbound George Washington Bridge, getting reports of an accident on the upper level. Still over an hour in at the George Washington Bridge to the upper level, 45 to the lower. Lincoln 1 hour. Holland still waiting about 40 minutes getting into town. Watch for stop and go traffic as you take a ride over to the Cross Bronx West, slowing down through 3rd Avenue. FDR Drive southbound, slowing down right through the 90s. Lots of volume on the VQE in both directions, right through Atlantic Avenue. Sunny today, high of 77. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer. This total traffic and weather report is sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you that if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience the smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
The new Raid Essentials Light Trap uses light to attract, then trap flying insects like fruit flies and mosquitoes, turning your home into restricted airspace. For insecticide-free protection that's people and pet-friendly, get new Raid Essentials Light Trap.
Joe on the radio telling you about Connors and Sullivan. Oh, yeah. Now, when I tell you about a will, trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, you go, Joe, you turn into Doug Weiner. I know. I don't want to hear about it. Living will, estate plan. You know what? You got to deal with it like I did, you know. So this is what Mike Connors does. I love that Mike does this. He goes out on the road And he has these, like, these symposiums that you could see him. And he does two a day. Unbelievable. Monday, June 19th, right? At Buckley's Restaurant, Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. How about Tuesday, June 20th? DeLuca's Trattoria, 616 Forest Avenue on Staten Island, 11 and 3 p.m. Wednesday, June 21st at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn, 3 and 7 p.m. Thursday, June 22nd at Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth in Queens, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Friday, June 23rd, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard in Bayside, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you cannot make any of these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. 718-238-6500. Mike always says the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is what? Yes, not planning at all. 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Dennis Prager here. Join us in Israel this fall. Soon, time will run out, and then you'll regret you didn't go, I promise. Mike Gallagher and I are headed back to Israel in October with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to stand with Israel. That's the name of the tour. We'll be visiting amazing places in the Holy Land designed to encourage and captivate you at every turn. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and sign up today. In Israel, we'll explore some of the most fascinating sites from religious and political history. We'll walk on the streets of Jerusalem, sail the Sea of Galilee, float in the Dead Sea. In fact, you could even sit in the Dead Sea with all its healing and rejuvenating effects, and visit the Western Wall, a spiritual experience you will always remember deeply, fondly. Our expert guides will help explain the significance of every site, and our food and accommodations are specifically designed with you in mind. No other trip will be like the Stand With Israel tour. Sign up today to travel with Mike Gallagher and me this October. Call 855-565-5519 or just visit StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, thank you, Dennis, telling you about Michaels of Brooklyn. I love Michaels of Brooklyn. You will, too. I'm going to give you the number because everybody is going to Michaels of Brooklyn. This is like the hottest restaurant in town. And if you're listening around the country, you can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You could join the Sauce of the Month Club, you know, and go to your supermarkets. Check out Michaels of Brooklyn right there in the aisles. You're not going to believe how great this is. And you know what's interesting, which I love to tell you every morning, is that Michaels of Brooklyn sauce is made right there where the restaurant is, Avenue R. Nostrand in Brooklyn, New York. Oh, yes, they did. They didn't move it out to some place where they weren't from. This is where the family is from. And Michael and Johnny and Marianne and Fred himself, they're right there making the sauce. And when you go to Michaels of Brooklyn, they're going to be there as well, working the tables, saying hi to you, making you feel so comfortable. All the cuisine made from scratch. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, and it's legendary. 718-998-7851. You gotta experience this incredible Italian-American restaurant with the warmth and the hospitality that just doesn't exist anywhere else. 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving that community in Brooklyn since 1964.
The Relief Factor Pain-Free Studio. Say goodbye to pain and hello to relief with Relief Factor today.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, Mark Morgan is a friend of the show, senior fellow for the Federation for American Immigration Reform, former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Commissioner, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, Mark. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Joe. Thanks for having me, as always.
Well, we appreciate it. Appreciate your fight. You were ahead of the curve. What? So before we get to the Border Patrol chief retiring, you called it and you said that they're bringing people in across the border to blow out the voting district. You were the first people, one of the first people to tell us that, Mark Morgan. So they walked me through this. So this is what the Democrats expect. They're going to open it up in the middle of the night. They're putting these migrants all over America in the dark of night. They're still doing it. No one's stopping them. Do they expect these people to get up and just go, oh, I'm going to vote? Or do you think the Democrats are going to make them eligible to vote? How do they get those votes out of these folks as a guarantee? Because it's a pretty dangerous thing they're doing, you know?
It is. And look, you know, Americans are dying and migrants are dying. And you and I have talked about it. So appreciated when you spend time talking about the lies being told about the migrants themselves. They're suffering alongside Americans because of this administration's open border policies. But to your question, look, and this is not hyperbole, and this took me a while to get to because I just didn't want to admit it, but there's two things. So that this administration is playing what I call the short game and the long game. The short game is that, remember, illegal aliens are counted as part of the census. So there is a real redistricting that's going to happen in certain states in favor of the Democratic Party. So that's the short game. Again, you're looking at the past 27 months, it's close to 7 million illegal aliens have come to our border, and another probably 1.7 million gotaways just in 27 months. The other part is the long game that you said. They believe politically that every single illegal alien that they find a pathway to citizenship is going to equate to a Democratic vote. I think they're right on both things.
Yeah, it would appear so. But and in New York City, I'm reading here, 50 houses of worship are to host hundreds of migrants beginning in July. Yep. So this is because people want people to go to church to build up their congregations, I guess, Mark?
Yeah, look, and this is what's very important, is what's happening here, and that's why we say every state is a border state. It starts impacting every aspect of our nation. It's not just the drugs pouring across. It's not just the criminals pouring across. It's not just a potential national security threats. It's what's happening once they're here. I mean, look, New York, one of the richest, cities probably on the face of the planet. I mean, they're basically crying uncle. They say they can't do anymore. They're spending millions of dollars every single day. You've got, hospitals in some areas now that are overcrowded. You've got shelters that are kicking out veterans to make room for migrants. I mean, schools are overcrowded now with unaccompanied minors that came here illegally that not only do they not speak English, but a lot of them don't even speak or write their own language. I mean, we could go on and on, Joe.
Yeah, and now Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is to retire after 32 years of service. I guess he just couldn't take it anymore, huh?
Yeah, look, Raul's a tough one for me because, look, this is what I say, is that I don't agree with his approach to his position, how he approached his position under the Biden administration, and I think how he handled the public flogging that the horse patrol agents took. I know he was trying to do things internally, but it wasn't enough. They were still being vilified publicly. I think he should have done more. I think that's going to be a tarnish on his career. Having said both those things, I still respect his 30 plus years of service and the sacrifices that he made along the way, even though from approach, I didn't agree with many of the things that he did.
And how you feel about Donald Trump, what he's been saying about when you were in the Trump administration, everything seemed to be under control and really taking, keeping the southwestern border of the United States, strong and not having these flights in the middle of the night, which I don't understand. And President Trump is fired up in this regard as well and will continue to do so as he runs for president again.
I think so, Joe, and that's very important. As voters are out there, and look, I don't like to get into the political arena. I just like to call balls and strikes. Here's what we get with Trump. Here's what we get. We get it, especially when it comes to border security. We get a known quantity. We know what he's going to do. We know exactly what he's going to do because he already did it. Under his administration, we had the most secure border in our lifetime. And look, I could spend the next 2 hours giving you stats, but let me give you just one stat to give an example. So in FY20, the last full fiscal year under President Trump, we had about 646,000 total encounters for that year. Right now, this fiscal year, we're looking at this pace, we're looking at over 3 million. That's a 381% increase of total encounters from FY 20 to 23. That's just one stat to give you the difference of where we're at right now. And it's not about resources. It's all about the change in policies.
And Commissioner, before we let you go, I don't know how this is like, again, a rhetorical question, Mark Morgan, but it's like after when you see things happen and happened under the Trump administration, they put children in cages and AOC goes down in her white outfit with her head in her hand. Yet what they're doing now, and like you're right, we always talk about the migrants. You got to remember the migrants, the babies dying in the Rio Grande, the rapes, the murders, the sex trafficking.
Yep.
The press leaves it alone. They don't address word one. And I hope they're listening now because it is embarrassing. The mainstream media will imagine if this was the Trump administration and all of this was unfolding.
Joe, you're absolutely right. I couldn't say it better myself. That's why I get fired up. Not only did they destroy and dismantle the network of tools, stories, and policies we had in place under the Trump administration to achieve the most secure border, but they're lying about the results of their open border policies. It's just, it's lie after lie. Now the biggest lie is they're saying how the numbers are going down. It's a lie. They're not. Again, watch Total Encounters. Everybody listening, go to CBP Stats. Just go to website, CBP Stat. Look at Total Encounters. The numbers are not going down. They shifted it from in between the borders to the ports of entry. The crisis is alive and well, and it's getting worse. And you're absolutely right, Joe.
No, Commissioner, thanks for your fight, sir. Come back soon, Mark. I always love talking to you, my friend.
You bet.
Take care. Mark Morgan right there, a former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Dr. Mark Siegel's coming up right at the 9 o'clock hour. Liz Peek from Fox Business. Tom Delbacaro is going to tell us about San Francisco, what's going on out there in California. And Debbie's on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Joe, and let's get around the traffic here on the LIE eastbound out by the Sagna Coast. It's an accident getting out through Comac, so watch for delays there. We're also seeing delays, Joe, as you head over to South Ozone Park, 117th Street, still blocked at 111th Avenue. It's an ongoing accident investigation. Van Wyck southbound, bumper to bumper through Atlantic Ave, northbound slowing down as you get through Atlantic Avenue as well. We're seeing delays on the Bruckner westbound slowing down to the Hunts Point drawbridge, Cross Bronx West slowing down through the Sheridan. Let's go out to the inbound George Washington Bridge. Two accidents now on the upper level. 70 minutes into the upper level, 45 to the lower. Lincoln an hour, Holland still 40. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic over on Route 3 eastbound. You're slowing down as you get out toward that merge with 495. And we're still seeing some delays this morning as you head to the southbound thruway. Some volume getting down toward the Mario Cuomo Tappan Zee Bridge. This total traffic and weather report sponsored by Route 22 Toyota, who reminds you, if you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience a smart way to buy at Route 22 Toyota.
AM 970 The Answer is bringing Dr. Lederman's expertise in alternative cancer treatments to prime time every Monday night at 7. Dr. Lederman is triple board certified in radiation oncology, medical oncology, and internal medicine, and is the first physician to perform non-invasive body radiosurgery in the Western Hemisphere, treating thousands of patients covering nearly every size, site, and type of cancer, large and small, primary and metastatic. Listen to Dr. Lederman Monday night at 7 on AM 970 The Answer.
Folks, there's one man that every mover and shaker goes to for advice on running your government and their businesses. And now we have him, just for you, right here. We're proud to bring you the Catman, John Catsimatidis, every weekday evening at 5. Catch him if you can, here on AM 970, The Answer. Make sure to tune in this and every Saturday at noon to hear the lead guy, Nick DeMauro, Executive Director and CEO of LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, speak with experts, educators, and law enforcement about important issues affecting you and your children. Catch the new show, Battling Drugs and Violence, with the lead guy on AM 970 The Answer. For topical information and insights from experts waging the battle against drugs and violence in your community.
TV news. It's a love-hate relationship. Well, let's be honest. More hate. We agree. That's why we're different. Salem News Channel has assembled the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. Home to Charlie Kirk, Hugh Hewitt, Eric Metaxas, and more. There's finally a place on TV for lovers of freedom like you. Watch anytime, on any screen, free, 24/7. Find what you're looking for at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
I love telling you about balance of nature because I love telling you things that I think will better your life. And everybody's thinking about it. If I mention it, people go, oh, yeah, balance of nature. Yeah, I heard about it. I see it on TV. I hear the testimonials. You know, you hear me talking about it all the time every morning on how great it is and how I think it will give you energy. And I'll tell you what, as I did that little drop-by performance over the weekend, and it was getting late. I'd been there at sound check, and then it got, you know, it was into 8 o'clock, 8:30. I was supposed to be on at 8:30, and I'm waiting, and now it's 9. It's getting past 9 o'clock. I'll tell you what I did. I doubled up on my balance of nature. Oh, yes, I did, before I went on stage. And you know what? I'm not making a clinical claim. I'm just telling you what I do to give myself that extra boost of energy and wellness. I take the Balance of Nature. And then I'm not telling you to double up. You got to just take one daily dose, by the way, which has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. So if you don't have a crazy schedule like I do, it's going to do you really, really well. I think so. So and by the way, get your own private health coach. Get 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. Here is the number. It's time. It's time for you to join us on the Balance of Nature journey. 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code ANSWER.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
8:55 in the morning. Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. How we doing weather-wise, Jeff?
Well, we're doing pretty good. We got temperatures that are going to be right around, if not above average, for the next couple of days ahead. And then it's going to be, very steady after that. So what we're looking for today is a partly sunny sky, Joe, hitting 74 degrees, partly cloudy overnight at 62. And then we could see a brief thunder shower, however you want to word that, for tomorrow. Otherwise, it'll be looking at intervals of clouds and sun. And some of that is going to be hazy due to the wildfire smoke. Once again, high temperature tomorrow at 77, and then we're going to look ahead to a nice day on Wednesday. It'll be partly partly sunny and 75. Our next shower chance comes Thursday and Friday, finishing off the work week. But unfortunately, Joe, it's not a lot of rain.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It sounds good to me, and it's staying relatively cool, and then we'll get hot. Hopefully, summer comes upon us. Thank you. Right, Jeff?
I think that's the trend. So we're looking at the long range. June through August, so basically the summer, is trending about a degree or two above average. So we just have to deal with some of these days where they're going to be hovering around, and then based on long range trends, we're going to start seeing the 80s return.
And graduation's coming up, and that it's going to be warm next week, I guess. That's pretty much the end of it. So it's going to be warm next week.
Warmer.
Warmer. Not 90s sitting in the stands watching your kid graduate, which is like, oh, my gosh. So it's going to be a little bit warmer. We could deal with that. Thanks, Jeff. Right. Appreciate it very much. Jeff Nordine right there at the Weather Answer Desk. Hey, Joe on the radio. Dr. Mark Siegel's coming up, but I want to make sure I'm looking at all these and I'm retweeting these out. Tomorrow is June 6th, and in 1944, that was D-Day, and I want everybody please to remember that, and I'm thinking about June 5th, 1944, and I'm looking at these pictures, how Allied troops are boarding ships all across southern England for the invasion of France. The bravery of these men and women to mount this invasion. Look at the men here. Here's something else. This is from JNL Historical. Prior to D-Day, Major Edward Waters, an Army Catholic chaplain, conducts a service in Weymouth, England, for Army and Navy personnel about to take part in the invasion of Europe. And how many these men were destined for Omaha Beach? How many didn't come home? Please don't forget that, and I know you won't. On D-Day tomorrow. Hey, Joe on the radio. Dr. Mark Siegel is going to get into it with us. We got a lot to catch up with the great Dr. Mark Siegel. Liz Peek from Fox Business and Fox News, a contributor. We're going to talk about how climate activists will ruin the 4th of July. You can't make it up, but we'll get into it. And then our buddy Tom DelVicaro, our California correspondent, if you will, a San Francisco resident is calling for boots on the ground to fix the city. In the meantime, they're doing like this PR campaign. Again, we're going to get to the heart of the matter. Dr. Siegel will kick off the hour with us when we come right back right here on AM 970, The Answer.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.